Yeah, it's gonna be a tough interview for him this.
He goes, he, when I asked him to go on, he goes, "Are you guys just gonna be dicks?"
Yes, sir.
He was like, "You, I don't want you guys to just be douchebags."
You better buckle up. I've been nothing but mean to Matt this week.
Yeah, you've been a lot of animosity, bro.
Yeah.
All right, boys, welcome. Week 7, Keeping Up with the Commissioner's Pod. Special guest, Maddie Smokes. Matt, how are you feeling, bud?
Oh, I'm feeling great. Just happy to be on the podcast. You know, as the owner of the Denver Dabbers, feels good.
Yeah, owner, good. Owner, but owner and sometimes GM of the Denver Dabbers.
I'm mainly the owner. I have people, you know.
He's got guys. Yeah. So last week, I wasn't going to say anything, but Drew broke your diagnosis last week, so... Some good news for Matt. COVID negative now. How was that experience?
Oh, yeah. The COVID was really not much, you know. Pretty much fake news.
Yeah, you're a badass.
But, yeah, no,
the election virus.
It wasn't too bad to stay home and just work from home. So, you know, I'm happy to get the negative test and just get back out there in society, you know.
Yeah. We also discussed you made a couple purchases of, you know, some fun toys to use while you were on quarantine. How official reviews? Give me a 0 out of 10.
Well, I did get the two different things. One of them being the blowjob one, and one of them being the vagina.
How you doing?
To be honest, I would give them both a 9 of 10.
Wow.
The blowjob feels legitimately like a blowjob, so that's nice. And those are a little hard to come by sometimes, you know?
Yeah, you're telling me.
Yeah, exactly. And then the fleshlight is, I mean, it kind of feels just like a vagina. So I really can't complain.
There's a reason it's been around so long.
Yeah.
The name brand, it's the Gucci of the pocket pussies.
Yeah, no, I definitely would recommend getting them, honestly. I mean, I don't know. I guess, I don't know why people don't have them. Or maybe people do have them, and they're just not telling
stigma?
You.
I think...
There shouldn't be a stigma against male sex toys.
What do you think? What do you think, Drew?
There is no stigma around male sex toys, and if there is, you're wrong, and you need to stop going to church.
Well, I'll never forget the time that I visited Drew at UConn, and I go, "Hey, bro, can I take a quick shower?" I jump in his shower. I look on the fucking thing. He's just got he's got his pocket pussy just sitting on the counter in the shower.
Face wash, shampoo, conditioner, masturbation.
I didn't know that you had that.
Oh yeah, bro.
Drew was early. This was years ago.
Which brand?
Nah, it was like...
It was like a clear gel.
One of the cheap, but you get what you pay for, Matt.
Yeah, no, I think I paid for the good one, and I'm happy with it.
Yeah, well, I'd love to hear that. All right, so real quick, we'll recap last week. Frankie, on your picks, 3-3, not bad, 20-16 on the year. Drew, 2-4, 16-20 on the year. You're bringing up the rear. Another absolute heater of a week for me. 5-1, 24-12 on the year. I'm running away with this. I can't wait. What was it, $50 each from you guys was our side bet?
I forget.
I don't think so.
I think we decided not to do the betting. We did.
No, we 50
each. 50 each. No, we decided we were going to do 50 each. So I'm going to spend that money because I have it locked up. Sean, 4-2. Nice guest pick. Ties Ryan for the best guest picks. Matt, if you... At the end of the season, the last week, we're going to bring on the two guests who have the best record. So be ready to make your picks today.
Okay. Yeah. So each guest only has a couple of rounds of picks, though, no?
Just one week of picks. Okay. So whoever has the best, the two that have
we'll
the best
have some
week,
competition in we'll that be on. Podcast to get you guys some money. Or hey, maybe a new fleshlight.
Maybe a new fleshlight. Maybe that. Can we get a? You gotta get a sponsorship.
Maybe I'll get an anal one. Maybe I would request an anal one.
You might as well get all.
That's called a butt plug, Matt. Not a fleshlight.
No, they have the fleshlight that feels like a butt.
Or you could get the fleshlight that has the insert that's like molded after a porn star.
Yeah, that was an option of mine.
You could get like the Asa Akira.
That was a thought of mine, but I didn't go with it.
All right, well, we'll work on it. All right, so let's jump right into the first game. My team on a heater, 4-2, three straight wins versus Drew coming back to reality. You hate to see it. He's back to 500. Water always finds its level. I mean, Drew's roster is bad. He's got some three. His wide receivers are studs. The rest of his team is terrible. I mean, his starting quarterback right now, Gardner Minshew, is going to get benched this week if he plays bad. So I just, there's no way I can pick Drew. I'm going to go in and pick myself. Let's go to Matt. Who do you think is going to win this one?
I mean, this seems like an easy one to me. I'm going Commissioner Coxman. It's a great name. And thank you. I probably could just never pick Drew anyways.
Well,
yeah, I feel that. All right, Frankie.
Yeah, I'm also going to go with Brendan because Drew tried making it some trades with him this week. And, you know, didn't work out. He was pretty salty, pretty moody about it. Yeah. So, I'm going to go with Brendan.
Drew has been – this is back to the theme. Drew has been a real curmudgeon lately. He really has. I don't know. He's stressing out over there. I don't know. Maybe he needs to get himself a blowjob machine.
Highly recommend.
Cut the stress a little bit.
Any type of blowjob you want.
Next game. Pretty fucking good. All right. Next game, Maddie.
Excuse me, bud. What? Are you kidding me?
What? Oh, I'm sorry, Drew. What's your pick?
Oh my god,
that's my fault. That's my fault.
Disrespect.
Yeah, that's disrespectful.
Trade negotiations did fall apart earlier in the week with GM Balthazar, and I apologize for that. I'm sorry, but also go fuck yourself. This is a tough one. A lot of my running backs are injured.
Bad.
Yeah.
Bad.
Thank you,
bad
guys. Let me talk. I'm picking Brendan in this one. That's it. Good luck.
Drew knows he can't afford to have another bad week, so he's got to be serious in his picks. All right, next game: Denver Dabbers versus Mikey. Hate to see TE. Mikey is also on a heater, three straight wins. Maddie, you put up last week maybe the most points that have been put up all season, so your team's looking pretty good. We're gonna go right into your pick, Matt, on this one.
What do you think? Actually, coming off last week, you know, I did feel good. Got a tight end injury this week. You know, my D's not looking too strong. But, you know, I can't go against myself. So I'm going to go Denver Dabbers to win.
Smart. I like that. I didn't do mine, so I'll get into mine. I mean, I love both these teams. Every time I look at Mikey's team, I say it's good. Every time I look at Matt's team, I say it's good. I think I have to just honestly ride with the hot hand and go Maddie. I do think that Mikey's Josh Allen versus the Jets is going to be a lot of points, but I'm going to go Matt. Drew, what do you think?
This is the game of the week for me. Definitely going to be watching this one today. And I agree that Josh Allen's going to have a huge day today, as well as Diggs to the Jets, you know? So that's going to be a crazy duo, and they're just going to tear the Jets up and fucking stink. I'm taking Mikey really in this one because Matt's a dick.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
I think we all determine the opposite, but okay.
Frank, let's hear it.
All right, yeah, I'm going to roll with Matt on this one, too. I think he's got too many players that can blow up, and Josh Allen, Diggs, they're going to run the ball. They're going to be up so much, they're going to run the ball.
That's probably true. That's a good point, Frankie.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, do we get anything else? All right, next game. I mean, we probably shouldn't even pick this. Jesse has fully given up on the season. Jesse versus Cormac, the number one team in the league. Jesse has two players on bye. He doesn't even have a quarterback on his bench to put in for Lamar. I mean, we have to find some way to re-incentivize him to play.
Oh, my gosh. His team is dismal.
Because he's out. I mean, I don't know. So I'm going Cormac. Frankie, who are you going?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Cormac.
Yeah. Maddie.
I mean – hate to go against him, but I have to go to Cormac.
Oh, my gosh. Right, Drew. Yeah, like every week I say it. I want to pick Jesse because this week's got to be the week. But next week, Jesse is going to be 0-7. I'm picking Cormac here.
All right. So that was an easy one. Consensus on that. We'll go to the next one. Battle of the rebrands here. All Mahomes. Elijah got a big win last week versus Frankie. Joe Exotic. You got 11 points from the Eagles defense. So not a bad start. Also, Elijah has no kicker right now and no defense. Or his defense is
and
not
his
by.
Tight end.
I don't know if he's
well, he in, played.
Oh my god. I don't know if he's Ertz, he played Ertz who's on IR. I guess Elijah's already out, so I gotta go Frankie. This is gonna be an easy week to have a good record. You're lucky, Matt. Let's go, Drew.
This is definitely a tough one. I mean, Elijah can switch out that defense and his kicker pretty easily.
Yeah, it's 11 o'clock.
I know, and I hate to pick Frank in this one because, like I said, trade negotiations got pretty rough this week. But I'm going to go with Frankie.
Yep, fair. Maddie.
Yeah, just in fantasy, it's hard to go against Frank. You know, usually year after year has a pretty solid squad. And just based off of that and the fact that Elijah does not have all of his players in, I'm going to go with Frank.
Yeah, pretty easy pick, Frank. You're gonna go with yourself. Okay, wow, a couple real shitty games in here this week. All right, we'll go to the next one. This one should be good. Anti-vaxxers, Mitchie 4-2 versus Moab Bombers, Ryan 3-3. He's come down to earth after starting off number one in the league, but he had a good game from Boston Scott there. His kicker didn't do much. He got hurt, so I don't know. I'm gonna say, I'm going to try to manifest this one. I'm going to pick Ryan because fuck Mitch.
Yeah, we haven't heard it very much this season, but fuck Mitch. Fuck Mitch for sure. I'm taking Ryan one. That's my guy. He deserves a win this week.
I think so too. Matt.
Unfortunately, I think with the three-loss streak he has, I think he's going to go for 4 in a row. I'm taking Mitch.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. All right, so then here we go, Drewbert. Did you pick? Yeah, you did.
Yeah, Frankie. I'm also going to go with Ryan in this one.
All right, we're all trying to will this one. Matt, you're probably going to pick up one.
Yeah. Cold team
stuff. All right. Last game of the week, Lord Pretty Flacco's. Sean, 2-4. You hate to see it. Versus Jordan, 3-3. He was the surprise of the season early on, but he's lost 2 in a row. Sean, Devontae Freeman got him 0.8 points. He has two Giants players. He has Devontae Freeman and Slayton. I can't get behind a team that has two Giants players. Jordan looks like he set his lineup, except Jameson Crowder is doubtful. He needs to pop in a wide receiver. Looks like from waivers. I don't know if he's going to do that, but he does usually set his lineup. So I'm sorry, Sean. I'm going to go with Jordan. Matt, who are you gonna go?
Yeah, I mean, never want to see a team lose 3 in a row, so I'm gonna go with Jordan.
No, I'm gonna offer Jordan a trade right now. Leonard Fournette for one of my wideouts, because I got a lot of wideouts on my team.
There you go. I don't hate that, but it's not gonna go through by the game today.
Okay. Well, my other comment about this game is thank the Lord that Sean has a shitty fantasy team this year. I have been waiting for it for seasons now. I invited this kid to the league. I was like, he's a chump. He's going to get lit up in this league. I'm going to dominate him for years to come. I beat him in the finals back in, I think, 2009 of this league. And, since then, he's been dominating, and this is the year where I'm going to get a dub on him. I'm taking Jordan. Jordan.
All right. So you're Jordan. Okay, Frankie.
Man, you know, I feel for Sean. Michael Thomas hasn't played a fucking game all year, but I am going to go with Jordan.
Okay. All right. So we all made those picks. So, Matt, usually here now we roll into gambling picks. It's okay if you don't have
any. I do
any.
This
Drew
week,
usually
though.
Doesn't.
If I knew I would research something, let me see.
No, it's all – yeah, you can look while we talk here. Frankie, last week, 2-0, Lions -3 versus the Jags and the Falcons Vikings over. 5-5 on the year. Not bad. That's good for gambling. Me last week, 1-3. It's not good. 4-7 on the year. I think I'm going to come back this week. Drew had none last week. Sean had that parlay that we locked in. Speaking of that, Drew, you owe me $10. Absolute great parlay. Came down to Cowboys cards on Monday night, and just they couldn't do it. You can't rely on the Cowboys at the end there. But, damn, that was Sean, I mean, hats off to Sean for that parlay because that thing came right down to the wire. Frankie, you got any picks this week?
I got the Panthers +6.5 against New Orleans.
Yeah, okay. Panthers fucked me last week.
They're coming back. Don't worry about it. And then the Bills -10.
I like that. It could be -15, and I think I would still agree with that. My picks this week, I got the Steelers +2 versus the Titans. Listen, I know this is a hard game, but I think the Steelers are maybe the best team in the league right now. I've always said I think the Titans are frauds. I mean, they're good, but I think the Steelers are going to win this one outright, so them being an underdog is crazy. And then I got Lions +1.5 versus the Falcons. The Falcons, I don't know. They have good players, but they stink. I think the Lions. squeeze out a win as well. So you could money line those if you wanted, but I'm going spreads.
Okay, love Drew, that Pittsburgh-Tennessee game as well, Brendan. I think Pittsburgh's going to beat up on Tennessee, or not beat up, but at least cover that spread. So I'm going to take them. I think I'm a Jacksonville fan, guys. Update. I'm going to take
Drew, you are a Jacksonville fan.
I'm going to take Jacksonville plus 7.5. I had at the open, and also go Tampa Bay Rays. I am also going to take Green Bay. Yep, Green Bay -3.5 over Houston this week. Lock.
Okay. I actually like all those picks except the Jags ones. You really have to hope that Gardner doesn't get pulled for your fantasy team and for that bet. Maddie, have you came up with anything? All good. If not, most people
don't. I don't have any picks. You know, usually. I'm not really a big gambler. I like to save my money.
Yeah. That's very responsible. Save your money so you can buy more Fleshlight. Yeah. All right. So I think on that note, we should just end it. I don't think there's really anything else to wrap up. Matt, thank you for joining. You've been a wonderful host.
Yeah, no, you guys, host. Thanks for having me. That was fun.
Drew and Frankie. Yeah.
I would like to congratulate Mikey on the winning of the closest guess to how many nuts I had in quarantine.
Yeah.
Nice job, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Matt did a little gambling for how many nuts he had in quarantine. I way overshot it. I thought he was really going to be going ham on those toys. I said like 40-something.
Mike is in 12 days. In tune with Matt's sexuality. He really pinned that number.
Final number to be – I think if you have a guess, Frank, it was 12 days.
Yeah, 12 days.
12 just days. How many nuts did Matt have?
I'm going to go with 20.
Oh, good guess.
Yeah. Final number is 27. And yeah, that was actually the tied for the second closest, Frank.
Oh, thank you.
So good job, Frank. I think Mikey was outside of Matt's house. just checking it up on him in quarantine. He was a little jealous. He was a little jealous that he couldn't hang out with Matt and they had all the new pocket pussies. So I think Mikey was watching. That's why he was so close. But yeah, overall, great job, Maddie. One of the best guests so far. I'll give you that.
Yeah, no, that was fun.
If you come in talking pocket pussies, you're going to be a top three guests. So
anytime we want to have a podcast about something else, this was fun.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, who knows? Down the pipes, you just might. All right, good luck to everyone this week except Mitch.
And if anyone wants the game, I'm in.
All right, I love you guys. Peace.
Peace, guys.
We'll see you, bro.
See you guys.
Peace.